Walk into any sales office and you'll hear the same story. Deals that seemed certain suddenly evaporate, decision makers you've cultivated for months lose their authority overnight, and products that sold themselves last year now face endless scrutiny. The ground beneath professional sellers has fundamentally shifted. What worked brilliantly 5 years ago, building rapport with a VP, delivering a polished presentation, closing with confidence, now barely gets you through the door. This isn't just evolution, it's revolution. The problem isn't your pitch or your product. The problem is that you're navigating a labyrinth with an outdated map. Like the Greek hero Theseus facing the Minotaur's maze, today's sales professionals need more than courage and charm. They need a strategic thread to guide them through corporate complexity. The old rules assumed one decision maker, predictable authority structures, and stable organizational charts. But downsizing, mergers, and constant reorganization have shattered those assumptions. When Ray lost a major information systems contract, despite having the CEO and department heads in his pocket, it wasn't bad luck. It was strategic blindness. His competitor Greg won because he understood what Ray missed, an outside consultant with invisible influence over the actual decision maker. Same opportunity, different approach, opposite outcome. The difference? Strategic thinking versus tactical prowess alone. Strategy and tactics aren't interchangeable. They're sequential. Tactics are what you do during the sales call. Strategy is what positions you to make that call matter. Yet countless sales professionals treat strategy as optional, focusing only on real selling. This creates jumping squares, rushing toward commissions without building proper foundations. One computer company deliberately delayed releasing a sophisticated but difficult-to-operate assembly, letting a competitor face the inevitable service nightmares. That's strategic thinking, sacrificing short-term revenue for long-term positioning. Effective strategy follows four sequential steps. Analyze your current position honestly, think through alternate positions, determine which best secures your objective, then implement an action plan. Understanding your position is so fundamental that having a strategy and having a position mean the same thing. Forget org charts. In complex sales, power flows through four universal buying roles. The economic buyer gives final approval and releases funds, focusing on price, performance, and bottom line impact. Only one exists per sale, though their identity may shift based on deal size, business conditions, their experience with you, product familiarity, and potential organizational impact. User buyers actually use or supervise use of what you're selling. They judge reliability, ease of use, training requirements, downtime, and maintenance. One sales professional sold a $500,000 training program to a textile company president without consulting mill managers. These overlooked user buyers ensured its failure across all 12 mills. Technical buyers are gatekeepers who can't say yes, only no. They screen vendors based on specifications, purchasing agents, legal counsel, accountants, personnel managers, government agencies. Some remain nearly invisible until they derail your deal. Coaches must be found and developed. They guide you through the sale by providing critical intelligence. Three criteria define effective coaches. You must have credibility with them, they must have credibility with relevant buying influences, and they must want your solution to succeed because it serves their self-interest. The ideal scenario? Turning the economic buyer into your coach. Every proposal triggers emotional responses beyond logic. Buyers perceive offerings through four psychological lenses, each creating different receptivity levels. People buy only when they perceive a gap between current reality and desired results. This fundamental rule drives all purchasing behavior. Growth mode buyers see opportunities to achieve more, better, faster results. They're typically easiest to sell to, using trigger words signaling receptivity to change. Don't confuse corporate growth with individual growth mode. The company might expand while your contact feels satisfied. Trouble mode buyers also perceive discrepancy, but seek immediate fixes to reverse or prevent defeat. These buyers eagerly purchase from whoever most quickly removes their problem. Trouble always takes precedence over growth. Even Keel Mode presents difficulty. These buyers perceive no gap between reality and desired results. Without discrepancy, there's no receptivity. Your proposal threatens their comfortable status quo. Overconfident mode is most difficult, with virtually zero sales probability. Unlike even Keel, overconfident buyers believe they're exceeding expectations, a distorted perception from misunderstanding situations or setting goals too low. Rather than converting them, maintain a low profile while waiting for reality to intrude. Overconfidence always cycles into trouble. Winning in sales means serving self-interest, yours and theirs. You win when an encounter serves your interests. Your buying influences win when it serves theirs. Every sale produces one of four outcomes: win-win, mutual satisfaction; win-lose, you win at buyer's expense; lose-win, buyer wins at your expense; or lose-lose, neither satisfied. Only win-win sustains long-term success. Win-lose leads to disaster. Buyers retaliate by walking away or spreading negative information. Lose-win is equally dangerous, offering ridiculously low prices, expecting future reciprocity that rarely comes. You create false expectations and set buyers up to lose when you inevitably raise prices. Results are tangible business outcomes, your product's measurable impact. Wins are personal fulfillments of self-interest, intangible and entirely individual. The same result generates different wins for different people. To achieve win-win, identify which results each buyer needs, then show how those results deliver personal wins. Three reliable methods: infer wins from results and lifestyle clues, ask attitudinal questions directly, or get coaching from trusted sources. The roller coaster effect, uneven income despite consistent effort, stems from poor time management. Most salespeople spend only 5 to 15% of their week in actual customer interaction. The sales funnel has four levels. The universe represents all potential opportunities. Above the funnel contains opportunities where you've identified product need matches but haven't verified through contact. In the funnel includes objectives where you've contacted at least one buying influence about growth or trouble. Best few represents sales where you've eliminated uncertainty from the final decision. Most salespeople work bottom up, best few first, universe last, creating the roller coaster effect. The right sequence is counterintuitive. Close best few objectives first, then prospect by narrowing the universe, qualify above the funnel objectives, and finally work in the funnel objectives. Every time you close something, prospect or qualify something else. The sales funnel becomes predictive because probability increases as you move toward close. Universe objectives have 4 to 5% likelihood, above the funnel rises to 10 to 15%, in the funnel represents 20 to 80%, and best view represents 90% certainty. An action plan bridges analysis to tactical selling, ensuring you meet the right person at the right time. It evolves with each call, and every action should capitalize on a strength, eliminate a red flag, or both, preventing wishful thinking. Sound objectives must be specific, measurable, realistic, and time-bound. When time constraints prevent complete action plans, ask four essential questions. Do I know all my buying influences, especially the economic buyer? Do I understand their win results? Am I leveraging strengths and addressing red flags? Do I have at least one reliable coach? Strategic selling principles remain constant because they're rooted in human psychology and organizational behavior. Success requires a planned, repeatable system and constant reassessment. This isn't about luck, it's about reducing uncertainty through understanding. The more you use these principles, the more they internalize into instinct. In a world where traditional selling has stopped working, strategic thinking isn't optional, it's survival.